when the zera comes out of him, but it's red zera, not white, like normal, also he's not tummy. That's his mita krum. Now the muta ish meyoidim. Only an isha has tumma when red comes out of her, not by a man. The Gemara says, "B'hod etana that we learned, isha, ein li ela isha, that an isha has tumas zava when she sees 3 days in a row after hanidus. Bas yud yomim lezivim, and I don't know a girl 10 days old that she could become a zava. Now let's say when she was 1 day old, she saw dam, so she became a nida. So for the next 7 days she's tummy, and then after the 7 days after nidus, then she sees 3 days in a row zava." So at 10 days old, how do we know to say she can have a tumas zavar on her? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, V'isha, says an extra vav. So there's another pasuk to say that zavas also applies to a katana. So that's the question, what do we need to pasuk for? Lomuli, what do we need a special pasuk that zav applies to a 10-day-old baby? Ligma menida, let's learn out from nida. Just like nida applies to a 1-day-old, so who are then zavar also? So Mer says, no, this I couldn't learn out one from the other. So I need these both pasukim. Because the cause of Rachmana Benidah, just as said by Nida, having been, I would have thought to say, Nida Mishum de Chichaz Yechad Yoyme Boyle Mace of Zion, when a Nida the first time, like, when she sees 1 day dam, she's tummy for 7 days. Abu Zava, but after the 7 days goes by, now she sees dam 1 day, Abu Zava, the Chaz de Chad Yoyme, if she only sees 1 day, the locher is, Bishomeris Yom Kenega Jem Sagala, she only has to watch that 1 day, that's all. She has to watch the 1 day, that's all. If she doesn't see the next day, she's tore. But she doesn't have to wait for 7 days if she only sees once. Same with Lord Tzricha, maybe I would say that she doesn't have Tumah Zava when she's only 10 days old. So Mara says, no, Lift Rachmona Bezav, let her just write Bezav, Lift Rachmona Bezav, so I don't never need her anymore. Let her just write Bezav that she has Tumah Zava when she's 10 days old. And Peshitta, I know we need to also have when she's 1 day old. For no Yadana, the Ain Zava, but Lenida. That he can't have Tumah Zav unless first she was an Ida. So Mr. Shurei Nachnam, you take it right. The Torah just written by the parasha of Zavom that applies even to a 10-day-old baby. And Melai would know that if she sees Dam 1 day-old, she's Tame. V'yela Krolom, the one in the extra pasuk for V'isha, is Lamute Ish Meyoidim, the teacher that a man has no Tumah red coming out of his body. So Mr. question, I hear Mi'ato. We had that Mi'ato from before. So Mr. says, true, there are two Mi'utim by a man. Mi'ato Chod is Imna. Mura says, true. Chav lemutim shich v'zera. Let's say the shich v'zera comes out of a man if it's red. It's not white, but it's red. That's the mit, he's not tummy. V'chav lemutim midam. Let's say dam comes out of his aver. As another mit to say, also he's tor. It is only tummy if it comes out white, and not if it comes out red. Red is not tummy by a man. That's why you have these two psukim. V'chein Mura says, linyin tzchorm. The same drush is by a male also. By a boy. The time went like this. Ish, by a man that says a parasha when Shich Bazara comes out his tummy, Matam loim ish, a double osh. And the rabbis, Tinik ben yemechud, shumatam beziva. That the Zav comes out from, Mazara comes out from his tummy, even though he's only 1 day old. Tiv Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yishmo, Benosh, Rabbi Yehuda, and Brukaway Mer, ain't so. I don't need a posik for this, a special posik to say ish, that there's Tumas Keri or Tumas Zava by a Tinik. Harayuem, the posik says like this. La zocher v'lana keva. He darshins la zocher kol shu zocher, any type of a zocher. Bein shu godu, bein shu kotten, whether it's a baby or a grown-up. He has tumas keri, tumas zava. Zav, ulana keva, it says also the same thing. Kol shu nika, any type of a girl. Bein gedol v'beitana, which is a grown-up or a baby. Both ways, you have this tumas zava. In Kenya, the Southern Word says, Mat Tamla, when the Apostle for ish, over here, his he holds, Dibu Torah Kloshim B'Yotin, Torah speaks normal the way B'Yotin talk. So, Alma, what do we see? Ki Marbi Kroa Ben Yemechud Marbi. And the Apostle is Marbi, that even a 1 day old baby, but also has Tumas Zant, Tumas Keri. Tomorrow, Minu, we have a question. It says ish in the Parsha. Ein Liel Ish, this is by Yabia, if a man lives with an Isha. Is Ben Tisha Shana of Yemechim, and I have to say that nine-year-old boy also has this tumor. Yeah, she says it's going on. Ben Tisha Shana of Yemechim, and I'm going to send the Ish. For Omar Rova, Hilchas and Ninu. Again, this Mechinu Rabbona Kroat, it's Halach Lomash Messinai. But the more high Hilchas of I Kroilai, Meben Yoy Mechad Hilchaso, Uben teshen of yemechud krom. Cross tom exhibit says tam the pasuk. Once you marry even a 1 day old baby also. Eli rabbis this ben tisha shon of yemechud atzuchaso. That's halachul moshe misinai. Uben yemechud krom. That's only that. That's the pasuk. Samora says v'chemiyachad ilchaso high krom lomali. Once they have the halacha, what is the pasuk for? Was a lemute isha miloydapis way around. Lemute isha milubin. That if an isha sees white blood come out of her, that she's tore. Here, uchursa means what? Ben tisha means that's when his bia is called a bia. So if he lives with a lady then, that's when he gives the lady tumma, that's called a bia, that's what gives her tumma also. So kitza da locher is 9 years old is called a bia. Less than that is not called a bia. And the kroy is that the ish has this tumor when he's 1 day old. If zera comes out of him, he'll become tum, even though he's only 1 day old. Now the Gemara says, "Lom lilu michtav ischar, lom lilu michtav nekev." We're going to have two pesukim for it to say that a zocher has tumor 1 day old, and a nekev has a tumor 1 day old. Tzricha, because rechmona bischarim mishum demetama b'rias kabiyamim. A man has a more chomadik tumor than an isha. By a man, if he sees 3 times in a row, even in 1 day, it becomes a tumazav. Avon ekevus lematama brias kibiyamin, but an isha, she does not become tummy if she sees 3 times in 1 day. She has to see 3 days in a row. She has to see separate days. So, emeloi, maybe there's no chidish that said that they become tummy 1 day old. So, kumash mon, yes, even an isha also is tummy 1 day old. Alright, let's just have the pasuk by an ekeva, no. Vikos rachamon ben ekeva is, mishum de kumatame biyonis. Because by Nekeva, she has tum even biyonis. A Nekeva, even though she jumps or eats a lot, and that makes her see Zavo, still she's tummy. Avoschorim by men, it's not that way. Leimetam biyonis. If a man only has tum azav, if he wasn't biyonis, means he didn't eat that much, he didn't jump, he wasn't sick. There are 7 ways to check out a person to make sure he has tum azav. A maloy, maybe he does not have a tum when he's 1 day old, is tricha. That's why I need both sukkim to say, both a man, both a boy 1 day old, and both a girl also 1 day old, they have tumma. Whether dam comes out by isha, or zav, or keri comes out from a man, they're tummy. Then the Mishnah says that hakusim is metam mishkav tachton kelyon. By this kusi, we say what? That they are usually boilonidis. They live with the wives when the wives are tummy, and therefore they have the loch of the metamir mishkav tachton, what's underneath them, kelyon shalzav. That's what the Mishnah says. The question is, what does the Mishnah mean to say? My mishkav tachton kelyon. What do you mean to say? What's underneath them is like the top of a zav. Elaine, if you want to tell me, the iku yud matzois, if there are 10 sheets, let's say, the yosav alayu, and this man sits on top of them, mitamalu is mitamuro 10, the chub shita, why not? The doris lu. The man now, he's lying on top of them, he's doris, that's regular Thomas mishkav. Shita that's tummy. Ela means like this. That means a man that lives with an Ida, so the Torah says that man also is Tomei like an Ida. So the boiler nida, the man that lives with an Ida, he's Tomei, so what's underneath him, whatever he's lying on top of, has the same malacha kel yernish ozav, what's on top of a zav. What does that mean to say? That ma'el yernish ozav, just like what's on top of a zav, a person that's a zav. If he's wearing something, something's on top of him, whatever's on top of the zav does not become like a real avatumma. It's what's on top of him only has a tumma that's metama oichlan amashkin. That's all. Is af tachtoyne the same thing shabula nida? A person that lives with the nida, he's tummy. If he now sleeps on top of a bed, so that bed becomes tummy, but ainu metama oichlan amashkin. It'll only be metama oichlan amashkin. That's all. It won't be metama. Doesn't become like an avatumma. A regular zav, his mishkav, he sleeps on a bed. The bed is an avatum, it's metama odom v'kelim. That's the chiddush with his boiler need. It's not that way. That his tachtam, whatever he sleeps on, it only becomes tummy enough. It'll be metama mashkin v'leichlin and nothing more. The other more says, how do we know this? El yonish shozav minolin. How do we know to say the first part? That what's on top of the zav, the el yonish shozav, it's only metama that thing to metama oichlin and mashkin, but not a person. The circle, the pasuk is like this: the chol hanageya, whoever touches the chol hashiya tachtov is yitma. Whoever touches whatever underneath the zav is yitma, becomes tummy. The question is now, my tachtov, what does it mean underneath him? Yeah, tachtov lam gimel here. Elaine, if you want to tell me tachtov the zav was underneath the zav itself, somewhere it says that the ish ashiyiga b'mishkav v'nafkod. It's not the pasuk that that anybody touches the mishkav of a zav, that means the bed of a zav, that he becomes tamei. Elo, this first part of the puzzle means like this. Elo hanageya, b'chola sheyi hazav tach.